You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das has warned cryptocurrency investors that they must invest at their own risk. Why? Stay tuned to find out. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with more on RBI's policy announcements. Also, Western UP went to the polls today. I'll share with you what the response of voters has been like and more updates from India and around the world. Let's first discuss RBI's February monetary policy announcements. The MPC has yet again decided to keep the key lending rates, that is the repo rate and reverse repo rate, unchanged. So the repo rate currently stands at 4% and the reverse repo rate at 3.35%. The central bank has predicted 7.8% GDP growth in the next fiscal, which is lower than Finance Ministry's estimate of 8 to 8.5%. Meanwhile, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said that inflation is expected to peak in the current quarter of the fiscal. It shall moderate in the second half of the next fiscal. According to him, the food prices are easing, which is adding to the optimism, but the hardening crude oil prices are a major upside risk. The central bank maintained its critical stance on cryptocurrency and said that it is a huge threat to macroeconomic and financial stability. The governor warned that cryptocurrency investors must keep in mind that they're investing at their own risk and that there's no underlying for such assets. Next up, here's how the market fared today. Investors cheers RBI status quo on key interest rates and policy stance. Most of the rate-sensitive stocks rose after RBI's announcement, which pushed the headline indices higher. Sensex gained 460 points to end at 58,900, whereas Nifty 50 was up 120 points to close above 17,500. The shares of Nykaa's parent, that is FSN e-commerce ventures, were in focus today after the company reported its financial results for the December quarter yesterday. The stock ended 7.5% lower as Nykaa reported a net profit of 27 crore, which is down 59% from the same quarter last year. Its quarterly revenue increased 36% to 1,098 crore rupees. Solara Active Pharma Sciences shares, on the other hand, plunged 20% after drug makers' financial results. It reported a net loss of 139 crore rupees as against a net profit of 65 crore rupees in the corresponding quarter a year ago. Its revenue also dropped as much as 87% on a year-on-year basis to 100 crore rupees. Meanwhile, Big Bull Rakesh Jhunjhunwala and his wife will pick up more stake in DB Realty. DB Realty's board has approved allotment of further 5 crore warrants convertible into equivalent number of equity shares to 6 non-promoter investors. The company proposes to allot 1 crore warrants each to Rekha Jhunjhunwala, Rakesh Jhunjhunwala's rare investments, Abhay Chandak and Aditya Chandak. It will also allot 50 lakh warrants each to Lotus Family Trust and KIFS dealers. Moving on, sources have told CNBC TV 18 that the Life Insurance Corporation of India, that is LIC, is likely to draft its draft red herring prospectus tomorrow, that is on February 11th. Next up is a look at the situation in Western UP, where voters across 58 constituencies cast their ballot today. About 58% voters cast their ballot in the first phase of polling today, which covered the chart-dominated belt of UP's Western region. Meanwhile, leaders of political parties like Rahul Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi, SP Chief Akhilesh Yadav, BSP Chief Mayawati and BJP's National President JP Nadda continued campaigning for the remaining six phases of assembly elections. Meanwhile, in Punjab, Arvind Kejriwal's wife and daughter will be campaigning in Dhuri tomorrow for AAP's CM candidate Bhagwant Mann. Next up is an update on the pandemic. Now, international travelers need not undergo 7-day home quarantine. Instead, the ministry has recommended 14 days of self-monitoring post their arrivals. Also, the health ministry has revised guidelines and done away with demarcation of countries as at-risk and others. These new guidelines will kick in from February 14th as COVID cases are gradually coming down. Next up is a look at the auto sector. After considering 28 applications, the center has decided on 20 companies across passenger vehicle, two-wheeler and new automotive companies for the incentives under the production-linked incentive scheme, that is PLI scheme. CNBC TV18 has exclusively learned that M&M, Tata Motors, Ashok Leyland, JBM Electric Vehicles, Hyundai India, Pinnacle Mobility, Suzuki Motor Gujarat, VECV, PCA Automobiles and Kia India have been selected from the list. Incentives under this 25,938 crore rupees automotive PLI scheme will be rolled out from 1st April this year for a period of 5 years. Companies would get incentives based on incremental sales of their electric and hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. Also, like Maruti Suzuki, there could be other vehicle manufacturers who may not have been eligible under the vehicle PLI scheme, but they may get incentives under the component PLI scheme. Lastly, a study has found that more than a third of Indian consumers have expressed interest in electric vehicles. This comes in lines with India's focus on environment-friendly, self-manufactured and sustainable solutions post the pandemic. According to this Deloitte study, 59% of Indian consumers were concerned about climate change, pollution levels and gasoline or diesel vehicle emissions. Well, this indicates that consumers' interest in electric vehicles is due to the perception of lower fuel cost, environmental consciousness and a better driving experience. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.